What's going on, guys? AJ here back again, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. So I'm going to try something new and pretty fun. I'm going to review a couple job descriptions here on LinkedIn for some head of people roles. And I'm going to do it from this lens. As many of you know, I view the role very strategically. I believe that relationships and network and maybe even like integrated relationships with consultancies and like a small little collective outside of the organization and, you know, your overall ability to think strategically, not tactically, are all variables of what will make up a great function of HR inside of a company and definitely a head of people role. You know, I think quite literally the HR department should be, you know, someone that's stewarding tangible recruiting deliverables, someone that is standing up and auditing policy and compliance, either at a local, regional, you know, nation or global wide, and knowing how to do that in any given country or state or demographic, whatever the case is going to be. I think having like a really pure generalist in place to do a lot of the tangible first round of interviews and onboarding and handbook design and handling simple conversations with employees and things of that nature. And so in L&D and many things, right? And so I think that's all in one bucket. Then I think the other bucket is, in my personal opinion, the head of the people, right? In Gary Vee's world, you know, chief heart officer, someone that is savvy enough at a pure business level, but also creative enough and wise enough and strategic enough at a people level. And so I'm going to read some job descriptions here. I'm going to give you guys the ones that I like the best and ones that I am excited to apply at and the ones that I feel are impactful. And my goal is simple. I want founders and leaders of companies to listen to this and maybe create a role that reflects this. And then I think those that are already doing a great job, you'll hear some out of the box ideas I have around some of the responsibilities. And so let me just jump right in here. So the first one is at a brand that I'm not going to name, and it says responsibilities, and it starts off right at the bat saying craft a talent acquisition strategy to build stronger pipelines and future hiring needs. I want to give an idea out of the box on the pipeline area. You know, I'm a big fan of like, what's a really out of the box idea? Simple idea. I'm a big fan of like creating a podcast tour strategy for each member of the C-suite that overlooks each department of the org. And so imagine like crafting a strategy where you are deciding to go to major podcasts that through research and data, you now realize are connected to the common listenership of those that you typically hire in any given department. So let me give you a tangible example. I know many folks that are in the engineering world are big fans of like a Joe Rogan, for instance. And so if you're like a massive brand, like if you are like a massive brand, like I think like the CMO of Facebook should go on Joe Rogan, for instance. Let me think about where the CHRO would go. If you're the CHRO, I would go on a platform like Gary Vee's platform and be a guest like that, like out of the box, right? I think if you are someone, like if you're a chief of staff, for instance, I think you should go like on My First Millions podcast. You see where I'm going? When I think about creating and building strong pipelines, my mind goes directly to like influencer marketing, employer branding, get people excited about the strategic partners within the brand and the logo. Now, I already know a lot of folks are going to say that's scary, that's weird. I wouldn't do that because I don't want anyone having a desire to go to the brand to be connected to the people. I need them to be connected to the mission of the brand, and I get that. But at the end of the day, when we think about employee retention or we think about engagement and buy-in, we buy in and engage with the managers and the executives and the teams and the humans that we work with. So That's just one man's perspective. The second bullet here is formulate career development plans. I really love this. I think they don't need to be the ones having the literal one-on-ones with the employees, but I do believe they should be creating the plan and the strategy and the framework to it. I'll give you guys another out-of-the-box idea. You know, this is more of a principle. I am literally obsessed with whether you're 5,000 or you're 5 employees. I am obsessed with going one by one by one to every single employee. Literally. And understanding at a very deep level, financial needs, emotional like connection to the work, next step in the career in like an 18-month, 2-year window, the entire Corey team, right? Learning styles, workflow needs and preferences, communication, you know, via the supervisor needs and preferences, decision-making structure and bandwidth and autonomy and infrastructure, many variables that I can get into, right? So I believe like a quarantine type initiative where if I'm thinking about standing up career development plans, I'm thinking about twice a year running each and every employee through their own quarantine, giving them that outcome, like the employees, giving the employees that that form, that report, if you will, and then the organization taking that data and then having the head of people coach and mentor and support and strategize with executives and managers on how to adjust their communication style contextual to that data. Make the position and financial goals that they have realistic by applying an IDP and skill developing and giving them more time and attention and giving them access to wide ranges of opportunities so they can actually get to the level that you want them to get into, and then positioning them and putting them in that new role that they actually want to be excited about. So and keeping track of this, right? You know, using Airtables and forms and HRIS systems and, you know, really staying on top of each and every person and making that a necessity, you know, teaching and developing and mandating managers to at least on a quarterly basis, sit down for multiple days and do just a nice unpacking of all those that they're leading and getting thoughts and perspectives that the organization can utilize to retain these folks. So, the punchline is this, and I'm just going to stop with those two. The punchline is this: there's a lot that you can do strategically that can really impact the brand. I'm going to do another one. You know, I'm sorry, guys. Lead employer branding efforts. You know, Sojo Signal. Like literally, right? Bringing something different to the table. Evaluate training and developing programs. Again, an out-of-the-box yet simple version of that would be going to every single employee and making sure that the learning and development programs that we have are literally connected to like the learning style and structure and delivery models that behoove them, making sure they're flexible enough and agile enough to bend and mold and shift to the variations of learning styles we have in the org. And so I think that is how ahead of people should be spending their time. I think if they're coming into a role, the first 6 months should be standing these things up. The next 6 months should be tweaking and improving them. And then I think going into their second year, they are increasing and building capability of managers and executives around them and jumping in and out of rabbit holes to tweak and make adjustments and finding new innovations, right? And so, lots of ideas that I just put out to the world. This is the way I think the role should be. Would love all of your thoughts and perspectives on this one, and we'll talk soon.